Contrary to a planning staff recommendation, Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors decided not to revoke a cannabis cultivation permit due to environmental violations, believing the permit holder is earnest about improving. The revocation of a permit for a 10,000-square-foot outdoor cannabis farm in Bridgeville was before supervisors at their February 25th meeting. The permit was approved in 2020 and transferred to the current permit holder, Kathy Hall, in the spring of 2023. Subsequent inspections flagged violations, and by October of 2024, the farm was the target of a search warrant. There were a number of violations, including illegal water diversions from Little Larrabee Creek. Supervisors were shown photos of the diversion equipment leaking gasoline and oil into the creek. Hall told supervisors she believed there was a state agreement in place for diversion from the creek, and the previous property owner made a mess.
So yeah, I know this all looks bad. You know, like, we did purchase the farm with all those things, all the cleanup, all the conditions of approval that needed to be met. And we have worked hard. We've worked really hard to come into compliance with stuff, especially the last few months. I think the biggest issue was the water, and the biggest thing there was the misunderstanding that we couldn't pull from Larrabee Creek. You know, we did believe that we had an LSA on file. The previous owners did live on site. And so let me address that really quick too. There was multiple trailers that these people lived in. They did use that water for domestic. All the infrastructure, the pump, the water lines, that was all existing because that they did live there. And we did that cleanup. That just wasn't even really a thing with the county. Like, they didn't present that, but we removed a lot of trailers and all the residences that were there. So when we first took over the farm, that was a lot of the cleanup that needed to be done, you know, as well as like household trash. It was, you know, they were living there. So it was a lot.
Vanessa Villari, Hall's consultant, said Hall assumed the previous permit holder's Measure S tax debt and has done a substantial amount of cleanup and compliance work. She said there's been a, quote, incredible cost to do it all at once. Hall is born and raised in Humboldt, Villari continued, and said revoking the permit is the wrong path, considering the trend of farms going out of business. An empathetic supervisor, Steve Madrone, said he's seen worse cannabis farm messes and was open to giving Hall another chance.
I mean, I've seen a lot of farms in my days, and while a lot of things looked bad because of the tarps and a lot of other solid waste debris, so to speak, this is by no means the worst that I've seen or even really high on the scale of really bad. And one of the things that does impress me is the efforts that Ms. Hall has made since buying the property only a year and a half ago or so, to clean up and to actually, I mean, I've heard nothing here today about, no, I'm not going to do that. This is wrong. What I've heard is confusion over some of the requirements. It's obvious to me, if you look in the record, there's a voluminous response and photographs of the cleanup on the site that were presented in the packet that are online here with the staff report and other attachments. And for an individual to jump on doing all of the things that have been expressed in such a short period of time with a lot of inclement weather, to me, is impressive.
But Planning Director John Ford countered the claim of misunderstanding the right to divert from the creek, as not doing so is spelled out clearly in the permit, along with other things like using solar power instead of generators. This exchange between Ford and Madrone focused on the violations and the responsibility for them.
You've got attachments, I think it's 3, 4, 5, and 6, that are all letters to the applicant identifying one of the consistent items in there is the need to clean the site up. So suddenly when we schedule a revocation, we get taken seriously, but before that, we don't. I just want to put that in context because it's a little frustrating to do work year after year after year, not be listened to, but now suddenly things get cleaned up.
Fair enough, Director Ford. I can appreciate that, and I certainly don't want to undermine your efforts, and that's not my intention by any means. That's fair enough to present that. If this landowner had been in charge of this operation for the last 5 or 10 years, I guess I'd probably feel a little different than really just picking it up a year or so ago, year and a half ago. I think that's partly where I'm coming from, in a sense, and a lot of it was legacy of a previous farmer. I do think sometimes people are a little naive about taking on things that ultimately they end up responsible for.
Supervisors weren't up for revoking the permit, so another action will happen. Bringing back renewed and revised conditions of permit approval, including no water diversion, payment of all county fees and administration costs, multiple inspections, and use of solar arrays for power. Those will be before supervisors for formal approval on March 25th. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.